All right, so let's take a look at the rush on this sugya. The rush is in the middle of the one that we started on Os Hay. Okay, it's a workout. It's a workout, but it's very rich. It's rewarding. I mean, if you get through the end, it's an unusual rush. But he really, really tries to, he's very, very brilliant and really tries to get down to the depths of this idea. I've never seen a rush exactly like this, really. I mean, maybe in Chulani or something like this. But it really is grappling with these certain basic questions over here. All right, so let's take a look. But there's the work and then there's the play. And we've got the work right now. So let's take a look. How'd you guys do?
About halfway?
That wasn't the kind of question I was asking, though.
Good?
Okay, good. Okay, let's start. Amar Rava, right? Okay, fine. So he's like, Amar Rava, Kosav lo geva naslo biyad avda, yashen umisham rasa, rizay get. Okay, fine. So that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, now the Rosh says, Mashma hocha dikofas v'yashin ba'inan. Okay, so it's mashma when it says v'ilchso v'kofas, it means you need both. And he says, but this is difficult because in this is difficult. Why? Because in Bab Metzia and above in Chaf Aleph, all the Gemara mentions in those places is just being tied up, right? It doesn't mention anything about sleep. All right, the Bab Metzi and the Bab Akama, that's not talking about a person, right? But the one on Chof Aleph is just talking about Gittin and the Eved, and it mentions only tied up. Maybe the one above Akama is about Eved, I'm not sure. But he goes this. So he says, so how would you work it out? How could you work it out? V'hochi matzi lefrushi. You could explain it like this. No, it's to say it's not a contradiction. How could you work it out? D'hochi ka'amar v'hilchasa b'kofus. Kloma, what does it mean? B'kofus modim d'lo choshiv chotzer ma'aleches. V'lo dami le'omed v'yoshev. Hu adin nami yoshein l'chudei. Lo dami le'omed v'yoshev. Okay, so in other words, you could learn the Gemara like this. That the only issue is chotzer mahaleches, like the Gemara in Chof Aleph mentions. The only issue is really chotzer mahaleches. So the Gemara is saying there are two ways to have a chotzer mahaleches, right? Either tied up or asleep, right? That it's not like Omid V'Yoshev. Yashin would be good too. It was the only thing the Gemara neglects. The only thing the Gemara rejects is Omid and Yashin. is Omid and Yoshev. That we don't say just because he's standing, he's not considered Mahaleches. But asleep would be good. Right? Asleep would be good. So it's an either or. So when the Gemara in Chaf Aleph is talking about tied up, it doesn't have to mention asleep. And it's just telling you over here that asleep is equivalent to tied up. That would be the theory. Okay, so he says that that's not the way Rashi learns, right? Rashi learns, like we said yesterday, that it means both. That when he said tied up, what he really means is that he has to be asleep and tied up. So all the Gemaras that say tied up, they also mean he has to be asleep. It's not an either-or kind of a thing. Okay, now he's trying to prove it. V'chein pasku halachos gedolos, dekofus v'yoshin b'inan. V'chein muchachas hasugya. this is the part that's a little difficult, because you have to have a little bit of a, you have to pay careful attention to the Lashon of the Gemara. He says, now prove it to you from the Lashon of the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says, because it says, if the Gemara was talking about not tied up, right? Let's just go back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara says, Rava says, only says asleep, right? If the Eved is asleep, it's good. If he's awake, it's not good, right? So the Gemara is bothered. So the Gemara says, Ni or eino get, davile chotzer hamishtamera, shlo ledaita. So the Rush says like this, when Rav is talking about that, when Rav says asleep is good, and awake is no good, is he talking about when he's tied up or when he's not tied up? Okay, so if you can assume he means when he's not tied up, so how come when he's awake he says the problem is he's not mishtameres ledaita? He should have said he's a chotzer mahaleches. And even, and a chotzer that's mahaleches, even if it is guarded, is no good. So in other words, how could he say the problem is that there's no shmira? That's not true. If he wasn't tied up and now he's awake, the problem is that he's a chotzer mahaleches. And even if you remove the problem of shmira, you would still have the problem of chotzer mahaleches. So you can't say the reason why it's no good is because it's not considered mishtameres ledaita. That's not true. There's a bigger problem. The problem is mahaleches. And even if you could construct a case where he is mishtameres, where he's mishtamer ledaita, but still mahaleches, it would be no good. And that's what he's proving with all those other cases. It's like the boat case, for instance. The guy is on the boat, and the boat is a chotzer mishtameres ledaito. Right? If I own a boat, I can control what goes in and out of the boat, right? That's considered mishtameres ledaito. But nonetheless, if it was considered mahaleches, it wouldn't be good, right? So you see, you can't say that shmira is the only issue. So therefore, when Rava said the problem is that it's lacking shmira, it must be that it doesn't have the problem of mahaleches either. It must be, when he says the only reason it's no good is because it's lacking shmira, that must mean that it doesn't have the problem of mahaleches. Because if it had the problem of mahaleches, even the shmira wouldn't help. Okay? That's what he's trying to prove. Right? So he says, because it would be a chotzer mahaleches, and afagav de mishtameres ledaito. And let's say an animal. Let's say you have the animal closed up in a small pen. Right? It's also considered mahaleches. Okay. Ulefize, even though it's guarded and you can control what goes in and out of the animals on and off of the animal's back. So being guarded is not the only issue. There's also the issue of mahaleches. So therefore it must be that Rava was talking about where it's not mahaleches, and now he's saying the problem is that it's not mishtamer ledaita. But he had to have taken care of the problem of malachas. So he says, Lufi zeh im hayu yodov viraglav kifusos vikosher bechevel vihi och zoso lo bo'inon yoshein de'ata mishtamer ledaita v'gam eino mahalech. So therefore he says like this, let's say the woman's eved was completely wrapped up, completely immobilized. Okay, he tries to make two different types of tying, right? The tying of the hands, which is, that he's calling that mishtamer. That if the Eved's hands are tied up and he cannot control what goes in and out of them, then he can consider him that the Eved is mishtamer ledaito, right? And then I guess the feet and the rope around him is making sure that he can't walk off and nobody can take him away, right? So that's, I don't know. I'm not sure why he has to have the rope around him, but maybe he can't hop away. I don't know. But basically he's saying if you took an Eved and you wrapped him up from head to toe, you can make him immobilized, so he's not a mahal, he's not mahalich, and you can make him mishdamer ledaita. So just the fact that he's awake shouldn't make a difference. Right? So he says, V'chein ra'isi kosov b'shem ritzba, that when he's awake, it's not a problem as long as his all of his actions are none of his actions are under his control. Right? And it's mashma that way from Rashi, that would also be good. Because Rashi just says that the problem is when he's awake, he says, "She'eved mishamer es atzvo es masha biyado," right? But if you could make it such that he can't control what goes in and out of his hands, just the fact that he's conscious, what should that make a difference? But surprisingly, the Rosh disagrees, and he says no. He says, right. He says, "Veli nira da'afagav di yodov viraglov." All right. So anyway, so first of all, notice the first issue. There are two issues I was telling you in this rush. We'll take the second one first. But the two issues are: is there a svara to say that asleep or tied up are good? Now, is there a svara to say that you don't need both? You don't need when Rava says hilchsa b'kofos, it means kofos would be enough or sleeping would be enough. Okay. I mean the huh? It's kind of kafas.
What kind of kafas?
Oh, that he's not mahalachas. That's what kafas usually means. Not that it defeats his ability to move. Yeah, and I guess it would have to be. I mean, the truth, the real case would be where he's asleep, is the question. Or is if he's asleep but not tied up, does that have any value? That's really the tied up case is sort of what he's taking up now.
It would seem, according to Rava and this Gemara, good, no?
No. According to the Rush and Rashi, if a guy is asleep, it's no good unless he's also tied up. That was Rava's whole point. That was Rashi's whole point. That when it says, the Gemara starts out with asleep, and it ends off with tied up. And the Gemara's and Rashi says, "Behok amar Rava do get." That what? When did Rava? When Rava said to get when he's asleep, it meant when he's tied up. Okay, but there are other Rishonim that don't hold that way, and they hold asleep alone would be good.
So the reasoning for why you need to be both tied down and asleep is because they say that yashan has to do with being mishdamer.
No, when he's asleep, there's no problem of shmira because he's definitely not involved in shmira. Question is, when he's asleep, can I say do I still have this idea that he's a chotzer mahalachas in some way? Okay. So that's one question. We'll come back to that question. But the second question is the Rush's way, that no, that being asleep is not good. He has to be actually physically bound in order to remove the identity of mehalechas, right? But could you also physically bind him in such a way to give him the status of mishtameres ledaita? Or do you always need both? You need the tying to produce, to defeat mehalechas, and asleep is intrinsically the only thing that will produce mishtameres ledaita. That's the Rush's question. The Ritz boss says he has to be tied up for mehalechas, but if you mummify him, you can also make him a mishtameres ledaita just by tying him up. Whereas the Rush, when that makes perfect sense to me, right? But the Rush surprisingly says that's not enough. Even though he's immobilized, so he got rid of chotzer mahalachas, and even though he has absolutely no control over what goes in and out of his own hands, the very fact that he's awake makes it impossible to call him mishdameres ledaita. right? So that's what he says. He says, "V'li nira de afagav de yada v'raglav kfusos v'kosher b'chevel v'hi ocha zaso b'yada kevan de ni'ur v'yesh lo das la'atzmo choshev chotzer ha'mashtameres shelo l'daita." Strange. In what sense? Well, he has no control. He can't do anything. He cannot want things to happen, but who cares? I mean, it's a problem of his consciousness. It's very strange. Velo domi lekalosa v'svino behema. It's not the same. Because in those cases, it's not mahaleches, but it doesn't have consciousness, doesn't have das. Doesn't have das la'atzmo. Once there's das la'atzmo, it's not considered mishtameres l'daita. Now he tries to explain it. Let's go through it together, okay? We'll see if we get stuck or not. So he says, "Me'ai taimen nami nicha d'lo tikshi loch." This also explains why we don't have this question. Ready? Listen to this question. Right, so you consider sleep a chotzer mehaleches. Why? Mishum damrinon ilu hava nior hava mahalech. So in other words, when the guy is asleep, so we're saying that's not good enough. Has to be tied up. Why? He's not going anywhere when he's asleep. So we say no, because since when he wakes up, he'll be able to move. So we deem him chotzer mehaleches now, even though he's asleep. So in other words, so we'll take the qualities that he has when he's awake, and we'll say that's really what he is. That's really his condition. You define the gavra by, like we were saying last time, we define the gavra by his abilities when he's awake. So I say, is this guy a chotzer mehaleches or not? So I'll say, we'll take his natural waking state, and apparently that's what we say. We're not really worried that the guy's going to physically walk when he's asleep. We're not worried about a sleepwalker, right? We're saying, definitively, he's the chotzer mehaleches, because when he's awake, he walks. That's what he is. Okay. So that's how come we say that, right? Havalon Hachinami Havalon Lemechshav Yoshein Eina Mishtamer L'Daito. So now the Rosh hits you with a zinger. He says, but why don't we say the same thing about the idea of Mishtamer L'Daito? Why don't we say Mishum De'ilu Hava Nior Lo Hava Mishtamer L'Daito? So too, when he's asleep, is not Mishtamer L'Daito. How come? Notice there are two problems. Sounds like a funny question, right? There, huh? That's right. So that's no good. When he's awake, he's two things. He's Mahaleches and he's Mishtamer L'Daito. Right? So how come we say when he's asleep, that won't help remove the shame of Mahalech? Because we say, well, that's not, you know, intrinsically, he's a chotzer mehaleches. The fact that he's asleep doesn't change that. Right? And we say, because if he would wake up, or however you want to understand it, means maybe he'll wake up any second, however you want to understand it. For some reason, we're saying the fact that when he's awake, he's a mehaleches, he's a chotzer mehaleches, so we deem him a chotzer mehaleches when he's asleep. So in other words, we're taking the qualities that he has from being awake, while he's awake, and we're applying them even when he's asleep. But how come by Mishtamer L'Daito, we don't do that? Why don't we say the same thing? That even when he's asleep, right, he's considered a Chotzer HaMishtameres L'Daito, not L'Daito, because when he's awake, he's Mishtameres L'Daito. But how come we say that he's Mahaleches when he's asleep? Because if he were awake, he would be Mahaleches. But we don't say he's Mishtamer L'Daito when he's asleep, because if he was awake, he would be Mishtamer L'Daito. Either you go by what the person's definition is when they're awake, or you go practically by what they're doing when they're asleep. If you go by what they're practically doing when they're asleep, he's not moving and he's not watching himself. And if you're going to go by, so he should be good. And if you're going to go by what he is when he's awake, because we say that's really what he is, then he is a moving chatzah, that's Mishnah Meres Ladaito. How do we split it? How do we say, well, in terms of Mahalechas, sleep doesn't help you. But in terms of Mishnah Meres Ladaito, sleep does. Define the nature, I mean, definitively, what we're saying is we define the Gavra by his waking state. And I want to know, and I'm telling you, it has to be a type of a chatzir that's not ma'alechas. So this is a chatzir that's ma'alechas. Okay. The only way I can remove it is by changing what he would be in his waking state. If I tie him up, then even in the wake he's not a mover. So then it's good. But when it comes to the quality of a chatzir that's mishtameres ledaito, then I don't take his waking state. I just say, the practically speaking, since he's asleep, he's not watching himself. Yeah, but why don't I say the same thing? Why don't I say, just like by the quality of Mahalechas, I go by what he is in his waking state. So go by the quality of Mishtameres Ledaito, by what he is in his waking state. We're not treating both requirements equally. One of them we're treating him by what he would be when he was awake, and one of them we're treating him by what he happens to be practically right now. That's the question. Look, I know you're all sensing that the question, there's something wrong with this question.
Like humanely?
No. No. Like there's some reason that they shouldn't be the same. And he can explain it. I mean, he's definitely building up his question. His answer is very good.
Is that not what the Rambam says, though? Could he not just say that?
The Rambam doesn't, the Rambam seems to hold the sleep is enough, right?
You would say, oh, enough, you're right.
He would say, right, they should both be the same. Okay, so like this. But listen to his answer, very interesting. He says, Mishum, this is the reason why we don't say that. De'ilu havanir, did I read that already? Yeah. Ella b'hochi talia milsa, right? Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
Okay. De'bo'inon de'lo lihavi chotzer mahalechas, Mishum didum yodiyodo bo'inan. He says you got to look at the reason for each requirement. Why do we say a chotzer can't be ma'aleches? Because we learn chotzer from yad, and it has to be like yad. Demenach necha. It has to be at rest. V'gavra komamti lo. It has to be that the person is the mover of the chotzer. In other words, that the chotzer, the idea of yad is that it's a place that is always intrinsically, or on its, that is always naturally tied to the gavra, to the gavra himself. Hilkach bein davar dinayach tamid, v'lo yishtane li'itim, bein kishu yashen, bein kishu or. Bein kishu mahalech, bein kishu omid, v'yoshev. Mishum digzeres hakosavu. So, very interesting Rush. He says, when we're defining a property that's like a yad, it means it's a permanent quality in it. It doesn't mean that at the moment you put it in, it has to not be moving. That's not what we mean. We mean it has to be a certain kind of a place that doesn't wander away from its owner.
And sleep.
Anytime.
Sleep doesn't do that,
though. It will wake up. Since it will wake up and have the ability to wander off, then you can't define it now as a place of safekeeping. Because in an hour, in 6 hours, in 12 hours, whatever it is, it'll wander off. So it's not dum yudiyad. When the Torah says you can use a chotzer because we learn it from yad, then it has to have a certain quality of permanence, that it's always at rest with regards to the gavra. Right? Something that's at rest for a few hours of the day and stays where you put it for a few hours of the day is not does not have the quality of safekeeping, right?
Tied up does? Just because it requires.
That's right.
An external action.
It requires an external terminal action.
Like an activation.
Right. That's why sitting and standing, none of those help. Mishum d'gzeres ha-kosevu. It's a gzeres ha-kosev. It's interesting. Oval ha-debin and chotzer ha-mashdemeres le-daita lav gzeres ha-kosevu. Mishum d'bo'in and dum yudiyad. That's not why we need a chotzer ha-mashdemeres le-daita. That doesn't come from a gzeres ha-kosevu. Dikishi Yeshena Ain Yoda Mishtameris Ladaita, take her own hand. Sometimes it's not Mishtameris Ladaita.
That's the
right. Now we have to interpret what he means by Xeris Akosov over here. Right? He's saying it can't be Xeris Akosov means that it is a requirement in the definition of the thing itself. Okay. That the Torah is creating an institution of chotzer, and it's giving requirements. And those requirements are the gzeres hakosev of what makes it a proper kind of a chotzer. Okay, so the Torah is telling you there's a gzeres hakosov, that in order for a chotzer to be koneh for a person, it has to be dum yadiyad. Now that is that's a requirement in what type of a chotzer it is. It's not something that the chotzer does. It's what the chotzer is. Okay, it's not when the chotzer is doing X, Y, or Z, it can be kona. It's giving you the definition of what is the chotzer that is capable of kinyan. And it's giving you a requirement of dum yudiyad. So now we have to say, what is yad? What is the primary feature of yad? That it is nayach and always associated with the baal, unless the baal decides to move it. It has no intrinsic, it has no ability to stray from its owner on its own volition and on its own accord. So that's the type of property that the chutzner has to be in order to be capable of kinyan, dum yudiyad. And it's not part of the maisa kinyan of chutzner, it's part of what the chutzner is. That's the gzeres hakosov of what chutzner is of kinyan. Something that is exeris akosov, the way he's learning it, is just part of the very definition of the thing. Okay? Doesn't mean there's no idea behind it, but it means to say that is the exeris akosov of what the thing is. Okay? But he's saying mishtameris ledaita is not. Mishtameris ledaita is not. If mishtameris ledaita was a exeris akosov like mahalachas, then I would say it has to be something that's always mishtameris ledaita, that has that quality that the shmiras daita can never be thrown off. If shmiras daita could be removed, then I would say this chatzer is not the chatzer of kinyan. If shmiras das was a gzeres akosov like mehalachas. But he's saying it's not, and it really can't be. Because yad itself is the paradigm, and she's not always watching her yad. Her yad itself is not constantly under her shmirah. Because when she's asleep, somebody could slip something into or out of her hand. So you can't say that mishtameris ledaita is a quality. Is a required intrinsic quality in the definition of what a chotzer is that's roi for kinyan. Because her hand doesn't even have that quality. So you can't impose a quality on chotzer that the hand itself doesn't have. So shmiras daita must not be an intrinsic requirement of the definition of chotzer like not mahalecha, like ena mahalechas is. So then what is it? Okay, he's just negating it from, no, as he's saying like this, there are certain things that are intrinsic qualities, and those things we have to look at the chotzer and say, if it ever has the ability under its present conditions to to oscillate between these two different states, then it doesn't have that. Then it doesn't qualify as a chatzir because, like, right. So sleep and awake will change mahalachas. So therefore, it's not the chatzir. Okay. But if it's not an intrinsic quality, then we have to look at it. So what is it? Ella milsa detalya besvarai. Very interesting, Rush. It's a svara. It's not a gzeiras hakasuv. Very important, Rush, right? In terms of the getting terminology straight. Doesn't mean that there's no idea behind the gzeiras hakasuv, but it means it's not something that is subject to degrees and to conditions. It means it's just part of what the thing is, right? But mishtameres ladaita is not. That's a svara. The ain adam rotze sheyhu chefotzav munochem ella b'mokom amishtamer ladaito. A person doesn't wish to have things resting on a place that, unless they're under his watch. Unless they're under his watch. So, for instance, let's say I have a field, even a field. And it's I own a piece of the sidewalk in Times Square. All right, I might technically own it. It ain't going anywhere, but it wouldn't be good for Kenyan because it's a svara. It wouldn't be someplace that I could say, yeah, put that down for me on the corner of Times, in the corner of 42nd and Broadway, right? It's not a place that is roy for keeping of possessions. Okay. Oval al hiluch chotzer lo kopid inish rak sheyehe mishtamer ledaito. What does that mean? Hilkach yoshein choshev mishtamer ledaito afagav de choshev chotzer mahalechas. So a person doesn't necessarily care about the thing moving, right? That's not what he's makbid on. He only cares that this be mishtamer ledaito. So it's possible to have a case of what? Of yoshein. I don't know why he has to put it that way. Of yoshein, where he's not tied up, right? So it's considered mishtamer ledaito, but it's still considered a chatzer mahalachas. That's right. That's right, because a person doesn't care. Person doesn't care. Hilkach yoshein choshev mishtamer ledaito afagav de choshev chotzer ma'alechas. So there's no contradiction. I'm trying to show you both sides of the kind of the thing. Vi tikshilach. Yeah. Okay, but does this help us though with his idea that the guy who's awake and conscious is not going to be good? Now, according to him, you have to work that out al pi svara. According to him, now that it comes down to svara. Right? It's a funny thing now. According to him, if the guy is totally eino me'aleches, but simply awake, what's his svara? He's just going to have to say what?
The original thing.
I mean, the machlok dream, him and the ritzbah. So, I mean, it seems like that's the way he's learning. It seems like he's learning.
So in the case he's awake but tied up.
Right. I mean, it comes down between him and the Ritzbah. The Ritzbah is saying as long as the Eved can't control what's going in and out, that's considered Mishtameres Ledaita, hers. And he's saying as long as he's aware of what's going in and out, that's still considered not mishtameres ledaito, but ledaito. So it seems like this. It seems like the Ritzbah is learning that mishtameres ledaito is a din of the kinyan of the chatzir. That you have to have a chatzir that is that's not the mahalachas, that's the gzeiras hakasuv. That's the chatzir that's roi for Kenyan is the chatzah that's not ma'alachas. But what is shmira? What's the shmira issue? Mishtameres ledaito or ledaito? That means to say that the maisa of the chotzer has to be the maisa of the baal. Okay, so Mishnah Meres ledaito or ledaito is just a question of who's controlling the action of the chotzer. So as long as the guy is tied up and he can't control what goes in and out, so then it's a chotzer that's Mishnah Meres ledaito. Similar, there's a ritva. I don't know if we did it when we were doing the Bav Metzias sugyas, but that's what he had a similar svar that that the whole issue of shmira is really just like an issue of making it capable of doing her action. Like he wants to say, like shlichas also requires shmiras ledaito, because that's what makes it like his action. Okay, you got to break. You've got to break the. If you have another das doing a maisa, right, in his own goof, so then it's not considered her action. You have that problem of, what we were discussing last time, the problem of you can't obliterate his das and make the actions hers on his own goof, right? That was the point. I don't know if you were here yesterday, but we were doing that a couple weeks ago. So that's why the Eved on the Chotzer, we can say, as long as someone is doing what she said, the Chotzer is Mishnah Meresh L'dayto. But on your own body, you're the primary governor of the body. You can't make it someone else's actions on your own body. But, so therefore, he holds that's enough. Yeah, Avi? That's the svar of the Ritzbach. That he agrees with the Rush, that Mehalechas is Gzeiras HaKosov, but Mishtameres L'daita, he holds, is in terms of the Maisa of the king. Okay.
What do you call that then?
So the Rush seems to be learning that there are two dinim in the Mokom being Roy for Kenyan. He's learning Mahaleches and Mishtameres as two qualifications in the Mokom that's Roy for Kenyan. And he holds it has to be there's a gzeiras hakosav of roy, and that is not mahaleches, and then there's a condition that makes it roy or not roy, and that is private. So if it's not private, then it's not roy, but that's only conditionally so. In other words, the Rush agrees with the Ritzba; they're very close. But in the sense that they both are agreeing that there's a gzeiras hakosav of ma'alechas, and asleep and awake is only something practical. The Ritzba's learning is practical in terms of ma'isa, and the Rush's learning it's practical in terms of being roy for the ma'isa, that it has to be. It has to be. It has to be a mokum that's. It has to be roy for it. That's interesting. I mean, but the Rush is a little harder because roy is. He's only saying roy. I mean, for the Ritzba, it's good because Maisa only has to exist at this moment. Right. As long as the Maisa was done. As long as when he was asleep, I stuck it in his hand. So then it's considered the maisa of the chotzer alone. The fact that he woke up later is not going to change that. But for the Rush, it's a little more difficult. Right? Because when he's asleep, it's a mock, you could say it's private at that time. But that's what I'm saying. For him, it's also tied to the maisa. But he's saying there are certain conditions that will allow the maisa to take place. One of the conditions is that the maisa is done apart from other people. The maisa is done out of the watchful eye of others. So then it's considered put in your property. It's considered put in your property. Otherwise, it's not really considered at rest in your property. It's not roy. The makom is not roy at this time for a deposit. It has to be roy for a maisa of the other guy to put it in. So that's the question. Is Mishtameres L'daito, we'll say, is that a requirement that makes the Maisa of the Chotzer her Maisa? Or is it that it makes it Roy for someone else's Maisa of depositing it? But in either case, it's not an intrinsic requirement in chatzer. It's a conditional. It's a condition in the kinyan itself, either in the Maisa kinyan, or he holds there are certain conditions that a king can take place in. All right, it's interesting. Rush needs a little bit more thinking about it. Negation to him. I mean, to him, the reason I'm saying it is because he's not learning Mishnah Meres le daito as a positive. He's saying le daito is a negative. That if other people, if someone else's das is there, that's a svara. The people don't want to put things in places unless it's only there, unless it's only mishtamer l'daito. Not that he's worried about.
Yeah, but then you have the yashin waking up. That's you put it in a place where they're sleeping. A person's never roy for privacy because they'll just wake up with it.
Right, that's what I'm saying is a little difficult with the rush. But he's saying that's the difference between a gzeiras hakasav and a svara. If it's a gzeiras hakasav, then you're right. If it was a requirement, and that makes sense in the way he was learning the whole thing now. He was really has this havamina. He really learns the whole sugya in terms of requirements in the chatzir. So that's why in his havamina, he was saying they're both requirements in the chatzir. So why should one be different than the other? But in his maskana, he's saying, no, the only requirement in the chatzir is not mahalachas. The other one is just a svara, that it's not proper to, that it's not a person doesn't, it's not roy, it's not a mokom that's roy for Kenyan at a time that it is not private. Because people don't like to do their deals in public. But it's basically doing a deal. So if I say, meet me here when it's dark and no one's around, then it's a good time to do the deal. But it's a question of people don't like to handle their affairs in a public way. So the Eva's going to talk, you know, about them, the big gossipers. So he doesn't want to, it's not the conditions for doing a deal. That's the problem. It's not really a din in the makom. It's a din that the makom is not like the time or place. It becomes that when he's awake, this chatzir is now not the time or place for a deal. You understand? As opposed to the Ritzbah who's saying, it's only a question of the Maisa itself. Awake in a Mishtameres L'daito or L'daito. There's no idea of like the right time for the deal. The only question is, can the Chatzir do the Maisa of the Baal or not? He doesn't have this more meta problem of the mood's not right for the deal. The moment's not right. I don't want to be exposed when I'm doing things. There's an idea like that. That's halacha in Bava Basra called, it's called Hezek Re'iyah. The whole first few blot in Bava Basra are discussing the question is there such a thing, is there such a right between neighbors that I can force you to put up a fence because I don't want you watching what I do? That's the question in Bava Basra in the beginning. Can I force my neighbor to put up a fence? So the Gemara says, well, what's the hezek? I mean, I can stop him from having a bathroom, an outhouse right next to my property. I can stop him from making a kivshan that's going to smoke up the whole area. But I'm on my property. He's on his property. How can I stop? What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, there's such a thing called hezek re'iyah. There's the damage of watching. And I have a right to prevent that. So I can force you to put up a fence. I mean, we'd have to both pitch in. But there's an actual, it's considered like a damage. So there is such a thing like that. The makom is a certain thing. The makom is not roy because it's open to people's inspection. That makes it not roy. So that's how the rush is really learning. Mishtameres l'daita means that she controls not just what is happening, but who has access to it too. And if it's not that type of a place, then it's not roy at this moment for this deal, but it's just a condition in the moment.